is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America, and 52 other countries. Welcome to the show. Now, friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Sorry about that. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that are pro-murderers, they like to call themselves the pro-choicers, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, they really do despise us. As well as our military friends. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Friends, welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'd like to see our little mugs. Please do. My wife tells me I'm the good-looking guy. Long hair down on my backside.
Ooh.
Oh, very effective. And the methodology of reaching out to the next generation.
It's important.
Yes.
If we don't.
Sorry to all you bald guys out there. I'm sorry.
Bald
but God has so seen fit to keep mine on the top of my head. And I kind of look like Elvis when I get out of the shower and pull it back. I just don't have those pumped up lips like he used to have.
That might not work for the next generation.
Interesting point with Elvis Presley. All three of his Grammys were from Christian gospel music. He knew he was supposed to be a preacher. Just thought I'd share that with everybody. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. But keeping your brains in the Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook is important. Why?
It is.
Because we've actually released two columns this week, Bradley has. The most recent being the enemy of God equals enemy of America. And boy, I'll tell you what, it caught a lot of buzz out there and we love it.
Yeah, Vladimir Lenin said communism equals atheism. And where communism begins, atheism begins.
Hello. The other way around. Where atheism begins,
Communism. Both ways, but that's not right. What he said.
That's right. He said we're...
Are we going to start this cat fight now? No. Or what's going on? I'm
it's
right on
important.
This.
One.
What do you think? You're going to have some more people call in and beat up on me?
There's a vendetta,
friends.
If they read the quote.
Okay.
Because where atheism begins, then communism begins. Why? Because you can't have communism without a mentality that there is no God. On our text art, it says these atheists... Text art again is at Sons of Liberty on Facebook. It's those little pictures. You just click them and share and send them out. These atheists, secularists, communists, and communists
they are
willing to play the minions to help constitute foreign government over the American government.
Yep.
Not only are they enemies of God, but they are enemies to America as well.
Yeah.
Taken right from that column.
All you atheists out there, you know how you confuse an atheist, friends? Just ask them where they came from.
Well, you know, the millions
you know, but
of
you
years...
Don't have, hey, listen, you don't have to believe in trucks, neither, dude, but if you stand in front of one, what's going to happen?
Millions
That's
of
judgment
years.
Day for you, my friend.
That's right.
Okay.
Truth is truth. It's established regardless of opinion.
Yes.
New columns. We'd like to welcome aboard News with Views, Young Patriots, The Slew Journal, Conservative Daily News, Brenner Brief, Patriot Newswire.
Wow.
And Girls Just Want to Have Guns. And speaking
really?
Of that...
No. Hold on a second. Girls Just Want to Have Guns.
You got it.
It's called Girls Just Want to Have Guns.
They
by
just
the way,
want to have guns.
And by the way, I do understand Girls Just Want to Have Guns. Mm-hmm. I actually checked out Regis Giles' website. She picked up her column last week. And guys, it's pretty cool stuff. It really is. She started this. Well, you know what? Hey, Regis, are you there?
Here.
Hey, how are you, kid?
Great. How are you, Bradley?
I'm doing really good. And maybe I shouldn't call you kid because you're 21 now, right?
Well, it's okay.
Okay.
I celebrate my youth.
Now, I got to be honest with you. When I went to your website, I thought, this is really cool stuff, especially to the younger generation, because you're going at it at an angle where the older generation doesn't quite get it. I mean, it's pretty black and white, if you ask me. And I noticed this when I first went on your website. I thought, who is that girl that's got that gun aimed at my face like that? And I thought that's
boldly,
a, you
boldly.
Know, really. And I thought, whoa, that's kind of harsh, isn't it? But I get it. And it's a strong message. And I thought to myself, did she not get her coffee in the morning she took that picture? She looked like an angry elf. But you're a pretty angry elf. Okay? Just to give you some credit. You're welcome. You're very welcome. But I did think it was a very cool website. I actually called you yesterday, Regis. Did you get that phone call?
I did. I apologize for not returning it.
Just don't let that
don't
happen again.
Don't say that on Regis. The radio, Regis, okay? No, but in all honesty, I just thought,
cleaning
what a cool website. I've been going back and forth through it over the last couple days, and I thought you really got a good grip as to what's going on, not just because you picked up our columns, but I really did like your flavor throughout the whole website. So, hey, will you do me a favor, Regis?
Yeah.
Because I just blew your horn a little bit for you. Can you go ahead and kind of introduce yourself to everybody? And you got about a minute to do it.
Well, I am Regis Giles. I am the creator and owner of Girls Just Want to Have Guns. And I started the whole campaign basically because I'm tired of seeing good girls, innocent girls, found belly up in a creek from some perverted freak who likes to rape and murder innocent little girls.
Amen.
I want to see girls take up arms, take up self-defense, and become the little harsh bambinas I know they can in protecting their lives. Because, listen, statistics need to change. The bad guys need to be the ones dying and the good girls living.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. So you started
well said.
This website when you were 16, right, Giles?
I was 18.
18.
18.
Oh, 18 years old.
You've done some writing for the NRA, too. Is that correct?
That's correct. I've written for the NRA Insights, their youth hunting journal.
Awesome. Well, that's awesome. Can you tell everybody how they're supposed to get a hold of you? Because you got about 10 seconds. Go for it.
You can contact me at girlsjustwanthaveguns.com. We have a contact page there. And send me a message. It gets directly to me.
Amen.
Thank you so much,
Regis. Regis Giles from Girls Just Want to Have Guns. Now, I bet she probably got that song or that idea from Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
The Jingle War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline,
decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Right before the break, we were talking to Regis Giles from GirlsJustWantToHaveGuns.com. Yeah, actually went in the back and just took a look at her picture that I haven't seen before, and she's got like this cannon in her hands.
Oh, it's awesome.
Don't mess with that girl.
It's like, hey, guys, be careful. She might knock the chocolate out of you, yeah?
And I don't think she'll get a job on MSNBC.
No. We don't want her on MSNBC. Well, you know what? It'd be okay if she went to MSNBC. You know what? Let's quit giving credit to these clowns,
yeah.
The MSNBCs and the CNNs and the NBC. I'm just tired of all of them.
I just found out they sponsor one of the biggest gun shows in America.
Well, sure.
NBC does.
Hypocrisy. Do as we say, friends, but don't do as we do, say they.
Don't worry about how we make our money either. Don't look at that.
What I want to do is I want to talk about dictators, and I want to hit Mussolini. I want to hit Mao Zedong. I want to hit the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin. I want to talk a little bit about Hitler. I want to talk about Saul Alinsky and his student that emulates dictators. You know him as Barack Hussein Obama. So stay tuned, friends. But Jake, go ahead and kick off. But you got to kick off really quick, and then we'll throw it back to me, would you?
On that same vein of dictators, folks, because that's what we're always talking about. The Sons of Liberty confronted dictators, and they're still doing it today, and you hear it on the show. Also, if you read Bradley's columns, you're going to see it. This last article that he wrote this week, I think it was released on Wednesday. And thank you to all of our new columns that are posting these. Great article on the history of tyrants and disarming of citizens. Bradley goes through all of the different ways of disarmament, and we've talked about it numerous times in the show. This is one of the quotes from News with
Who's
Views.
Who's killed more than the government has, friends?
No one.
No one.
Is it called demonicide or democide?
Yep.
News with
demonicide.
Views.
Demonicide. What is that, like a demonic
like
version?
Demonic version,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Demonic side?
Yes.
There's some of that, too. Newswithviews.com picked up the column, and one of the readers said, you may quote me. He said his name was Colonel Robert F. Cunningham.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Albuquerque. Bradley says in the column, quote, how many pastors today are warning their congregations of the threat against their Second Amendment liberties, unquote.
Rights.
Colonel Robert says none. They're too busy praising a non-existent Jesus.
That's
and
right.
Passing the plate.
That's right.
Bradley continues in the column. And for what? The Most High is holding them accountable across the nation, religious and political spectrums.
Yes.
Yes, said the colonel. This was sent to numerous pastors. He sent this out
Amen.
Because he said...
Well, Jake, what did Jesus say? He said to beware of the leaven
right.
of the religious doctrine and beware of the leaven of the Herodians, government doctrine. Yep. Folks, when you listen to governments, to the state-run media... 99.9% of them politicians don't even know what they're talking about. And how many times do you hear them refer back to the Constitution of the United States? You don't.
No, you don't.
Because they don't know what the Constitution says. Therefore, if they don't know what the Constitution says, it tells you who they're working for, right? And it's not you, my friends.
Keep on moving on. Capitol Hill Outsiders, another outlet that posted this. Gun control dictator style, which was Bradley's one of his more recent columns. Friends, said this reader, this mentality is like blaming spoons for people being overweight, as if to say the act is apart from the actor.
Well, quote. Well, remember after Columbine, Rosie O'Donnell says we need to get rid of guns, and if you own one, you need to go to prison.
Yep.
Well, how about you first, Rosie, because we found out that Rosie's bodyguard went out and got a permit to get a gun to protect old, well, let me say it this way. Blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. Maybe we should have... a spoon ban.
Yes.
No, come on, call it for what it is.
Spoons turn people into pigs.
That's what this mentality is all about, folks. Right. It's absolute nonsense is what it is.
Reverend Michael Brescani quoted that, and he said, what a wonderful line it is. And this is what you get when you read these columns, folks. So we thank you for all of your feedback. We try to get as much of it as we can on the radio. We're not able to do all of it, but we appreciate that you're reading. But we also appreciate more so that you're sending it out and enlightening other people to this.
Well, let's start off this way, because we hear this all day long. We need to give up our rights for the common good. Really? Do you remember what Thomas Jefferson rightly said? He said, where the people fear the government, filial fear, friends, and sometimes diabolical. You have tyranny, but where the government fears the people, you have liberty. True that. Politicians, bureaucrats, and especially judges would have you believe that too much freedom will result in some form of chaos. Therefore, according to them, we should gladly give up some of our rights for the good of the community. Wow, this is starting to sound like Marxism, friends. In other words, people acting in the name of government saying we need more laws and more jurors to enforce these laws. As I've always said, if we don't want to listen to God's Ten Commandments, friends, then we're going to settle for listening to man's 10,000. And so, America, you have it that way. Even if we have to give up some rights in the process, say they... They believe the more laws we have, the more control, thus a better society. And let me make the distinction between policy and law, friends. These are not laws that they are passing. They are passing policies. Policy follows law, not law policy. So if it stands contrary or usurps the Constitution of the United States of America, quote, unquote, null and void. Let me say it again, null and void. So this theory may sound good on paper, giving up some rights for the common good, and apparently many of the leaders that we've entrusted to serve we the people think this way, as evidenced by the thousands of new policies that they have added to the books each year in this country. But no matter how cleverly this Marxist argument is made, the hard fact is that whenever you give up a right that God gave you, you lose a free choice. Remember, the state always wants to give you privileges, friends, while God gave you rights. How are those rights maintained? Fight the good fight of faith. You fight to remain free from tyranny, friends. This just adds another control. Control's real name is bondage, and the logical conclusion would be that if giving up some rights produces a better society, then by giving up all rights, we could produce the perfect society.
That's
sick.
That makes sense.
We could chain everybody to a tree. Listen, friends, we could just go ahead and chain everybody to a tree for the lack of trust. That's what these bureaucrats would have you believe. And this may prevent a crime, but it would destroy privacy, which is the heartbeat of freedom. It would also destroy trust, which is the foundation of dignity. So rather than giving up our rights, friends, why don't we give up our wrongs and deal with those in government that are breaking the laws that lie within the foundations of who we are as an American people? Why don't we do that? Why don't we give up the wrongs in governments and establish the rights? Then we don't have to worry about this garbage and this political talk that's going on about how they want to eradicate this right and eradicate that right and take away this right and take away that right under the guise of some policy And what's interesting is when we look at these politicians that are looking, for example, but we need to get rid of guns. We need to get rid of guns. Yeah, they're the first ones that are busted for some sort of gun crime.
Yeah.
Hello?
As criminals they are.
Without fail.
I'd like to quote one of our Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook people, John Luttrell. He said, I quote what I was taught in the military. I shall surrender my weapon when I die.
Amen.
Because your rights...
Wait. You said in the military. Yeah. So when he serves tyrannical government, then it's okay to bear... The right to bear arms? Oh, it's okay then when it serves their purposes. Yep. But did you forget about what Henry Kissinger, the known pedophile, said about our military? They're stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. See, that's why you see this administration attacking your military, friends. As long as they're fighting for their foreign policy, it's okay. But when they come home, we got to come up with some sort of mental illness, put them on some sort of dangerous psychotropic drugs, so we have a reason to take away their right to bear arms against us. That's exactly what's happening in your country today, friends. And it's not outside of emulating a dictator. And that's exactly what this administration has been doing since day one. He is emulating dictators, friends. And what I'm going to do right after this break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to bring you to Mussolini, Mao Zedong, Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler, Saul Alinsky, and the man that is emulating dictators. He's copying them, friends. I want you to keep this in mind. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. What have we been hearing from this administration time after time after time after time, friends? We have to pass this. It's an emergency. It's a fiscal cliff. What did he do after his first inauguration, Jake? What was the first thing he did? We better hurry up and pass this.
Pass.
Yeah, stimulus package. We got to pass it. We got to hurry up and pass it.
And it wasn't my fault.
Oh, what happened to all that stimulus money, friends? Who is the government empowering this American version of government, which is foreign to the American cause? Who's it working for? Now we just heard of a fiscal cliff. Well, wait a second. You mean that engineered fiscal cliff that was aimed at the middle class, but yet he was in front of the public telling them how it is working for the middle class? Friends, I've said this a million times, and I'm going to say it a million times more until you get through your head to your heart, and when it drops into your heart, then you're going to understand. When he says white, he means black. When he says black, he means white. Read Isaiah 5. They put darkness for light and light for darkness. They put evil for good and good for evil. You need to understand the man does not know how to tell the truth, nor does his administration. They are working against the American cause from A to Z. You know a man by his fruit, said Jesus Christ. So therefore, judge the tree by its fruit. And what you'll find is this administration, that fruit doesn't fall too far from that tree, does it? You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back. 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
All right, guys. Okay. Aim small, miss small. No pun intended. Girls just want to have guns. Ah, yeah.
Aim small.
Wait. Slow. Steady, boys.
Bolt.
Steady. We got Bob in Michigan. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. Bob, did you know that you can spell your name forward and backwards, and it spells the same thing?
Yeah, and upside down if it's all capitals.
Is that okay? Nice. Now, is that like revelation for you, or am I just too smart?
No, that's
steady, Bradley.
One thing I have to say, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
Haven't all public officials, government officials, and our military personnel sworn oath to uphold our Constitution against all threats, foreign and domestic?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Now, you can't just pick and choose which parts of the Constitution that you want to stand for and which ones you want to overrun and stand behind other parts of the Constitution. That can't be done.
Correct. Bob, you know what the problem is? I've done 339 high schools in 22 different states. And the problem that we're having today is we're bumping up against a new generation that has been indoctrinated over the last 50 and 60 years to actually not even to know their Constitution like these politicians don't. And so when you begin to take notice as to what's going on in your country, that's what dictators want to do, is they want to bring what they do to the next generation to oust the older generation. If you look at what's being taught in public schools through a program called International Baccalaureate, they're actually teaching the kids disarmament. And just on top of that, look at the last 50 and 60 years of kids in public schools that don't even know the Constitution because no longer is it mandatory. So when a politician comes along and starts telling them, hey, this is a good idea, and what they always do is they always play the sympathy card or the emotional card. Look what happened here, and look what happened here, and look at all these kids were killed. Well, speaking of guns, well, what they do is they just go ahead and ride on their ignorance to pass their agenda, and that's called propaganda. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. And we even have friends in Maryland, Roscoe Bartlett.
Yeah.
And go ahead and share that, Jake.
He was quoting the Constitution on the floor, and one of the court reporters came up and said, what was that you were just quoting? He'd never heard of it.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't even know it.
The court reporter on the floor of Congress has not even heard it.
Well, I do believe that when they're sworn in with that Constitution, to not follow it is treasonous.
You got it.
It is.
As a matter of fact, that's an impeachable offense. And Pelosi, Harry Reid, and Feinstein, all three of them have just done that within the last week, saying to the president, just ignore Congress. We've got to deal with the fiscal debt. Or just ignore Congress. We have to get this legislation passed through. Unconstitutional and criminal. You're exactly right.
When it comes down to Feinstein, I mean, Frank and Feinstein, I call her, the Abby Normal Brain.
Yes.
She is a created monster that, from what I understand, she's part of the Bilderberg Group.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
You know, she's above and beyond the law. But
Can I interject this, Bob? I want to interject this to the American people, because what you're saying is awesome and it's important. Folks, you have to keep in mind that hundreds of thousands of your family members all over this country served, they fought, they bled, and they died to ratify the Constitution that most Americans don't even know. And what they do is they allow these politicians to desecrate the memory of their family members that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedom that we now have. They've redeemed us back to freedom. And when we tolerate crime within our government, we're agreeing with what they do while we're ignoring what those heroes really did for us by laying the foundation in their blood. And it's an absolute shame, it's a disgrace, that the American people don't take time to read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. Because when the American people begin to pay attention to their founding documents, they're not going to tolerate these crimes, especially when they see the price paid for the freedoms that they now have.
That's right. And you saw that with the veteran who wrote the letter to Feinstein and said, I don't care what you say, I don't even care if it passes. I have a Second Amendment right that I fought for, risked my life for, saw my friends die for, and I'm not giving it up. That's where the buck stops right there.
Amen. Last word, Bob.
One thing that I have been noticing that I would like people across our nation to take note on, a lot of the younger military people especially don't seem to care about what's right, what's wrong, what's in the Constitution. They want to follow the orders. They think that that's the rule and that's what they have to do.
That's right. Well, they've been told that. They've been dummied down. They've been, the fear mongers will go over them and tell them you better do as you're told or else. And again, what you have is you have a younger generation that doesn't have knowledge between good and evil. But the minute that you give it to them, I'll tell you what, you're going to have a different military. And, I mean, you have an administration today, friends, that is suing the military so they don't have the right to vote. I mean, come on. What is it that we need to see before we wake up? And that's why we are waking up. Bob, Heather wants to talk to you really quick. I thank you for the phone call.
My personal opinion on the voting, we have the right to vote.
Yep.
And I do vote.
Yep.
But I also believe that my vote is never counted. I think we have the right to vote. It's an illusion of democracy.
But we're a republic.
Well, I believe on a smaller level, our votes may count. But when it comes to statewide or nationwide, I don't believe our votes actually count. I think it's just a pacifier.
Well, and you know what? That's a different topic, and that's a different avenue that we can run down. And in a lot of ways, I agree with what you're saying right now, because I don't believe that this man was reelected neither, Bob. When you do the math and you see the records and you see what took place behind the scenes where the state-run media didn't want to let the American people know, but really he didn't have the support.
No.
In a nutshell,
he didn't
have the support. He doesn't have the support. The man can't even fill up the hotels for his inauguration prayer coming up here, friends. And you're telling me that he was reelected? I don't believe it.
Right.
But to answer the question, Bob, I think in a lot of ways you're right.
Yep.
I really do.
And I think that
other thing while I have you on the phone.
Yep.
The Journal in New York publishing all those names and addresses of the people with legal permits.
Yep.
Carry firearms.
When I look at news, news is supposed to be neutral. News is supposed to be what's reporting going on.
Mm-hmm.
Their freedom of the press is not to have their own opinion. They're supposed to be neutral.
Right.
Now, when it comes to them publishing something that's so left-wing, and then wanting to stand behind the First Amendment to spit on the Second Amendment.
Yeah, but what happened when their names and their homes were published, my friend? All of a sudden, they got armed guards to protect their buildings.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly. People see this, Bob. I mean, people have to be more than awake on these issues that we're seeing today. It's complete hypocrisy, and it shows you that they're not working for the American people or the Constitution or we the people. They're working to propagandize the American people by helping this administration overthrow the Constitution as you know it. And don't doubt what I'm telling you, friends, because that's exactly what he's attempting to do. Yep. That's exactly what he's doing. Bob, I got
it. Sure, everybody sees it.
Okay, thank you very much for your call, Bob. Heather's going to pick you up really quick. Wow, we had keep going on there with Bob, I think.
He's a smart listener.
No, I'm glad. And this is what we need to do is think.
Yep.
And that's exactly right.
On.
But what happens when we really, let's say we just took everybody and we went to Arlington Cemetery, Jake, and we said, these boys and these girls, they paid the ultimate price to give us what we have today. And before you leave that sacrificial place, hand you a constitution, do you think the American people would tolerate the crime that they see today in their government? Because politicians act like they have the right to have the American people serve them rather than it be an honor to serve we the people. And so, in other words, they're looking at us as demigods. They are acting as demigods. Well, they're looking at us like we're the servants. They got the roles completely backwards. I don't see what's difficult to understand about this. This is really easy for me to get. You don't have the right to break the laws. It's that simple. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. That is grace, friends. They don't have the right to break the law. And the illusion to the American people is that the American people better be ruled by their law, regardless if it lines up with the Constitution or not. But yet they are unaccountable when they break the law. No, they are accountable to you, America. And you are the republic, and forget it not. You are the power. You are the government. And they are an extension of what we allow them to be. But if we be corrupt, they're going to become corrupt. You have the power. 312 million people. Do the math, friends. Do the math. We win the day when we turn back to the power giver, the one that gave us the rights in the first place. That's who gives us the power. That's our power source, and his name is Jesus Christ.
And we submit ourselves to that authority, and Christ will make sure that the authority that abides over us is from him. If it's not, we can slumber, and then we get what we deserve because we haven't stayed vigilant. One of our listeners from Texas actually went on the Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio and said, listening to your radio show right now, and I feel that Obama is a communist, and he is trying to turn the Constitution into Obama world, one executive order at a time. It's unlawful, but you're hearing the parallel that we're going to continue to make throughout the show because dictators did it all the time.
How many crimes does this man have to be busted for before the American people hold him accountable? I mean, when you have the Attorney General being busted for Fast and Furious, putting guns that they are attempting to ban, friends, right now, into the hands of our enemies and Mexican drug lords and through Benghazi, arming the Muslim Brotherhood against our country, friends. What is it that you need, America, before you realize they need to be removed and held civilly for their crimes against the laws? They're under the same law. So is the Supreme Court, friends. They're ruled by the same laws that we are. And we can clearly see they have departed from God, and that's what I'm going to get to in just a couple minutes. What happens when we depart from God? Well, our forefathers told us, listen, either we're going to submit ourselves to God, or else we're going to be ruled by tyrants. There's no gray area. It's either black or white. It's either yes or no. Jesus said, if you're hot or you're cold, and he said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I'd rather have you hot or cold. And then he says, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Friends, there is no lukewarmness anywhere. It says this in Scripture, Isaiah 14, verse 13. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. What was God's answer to dictators? Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Let's talk about dictators, and let's talk about those that are attempting to emulate dictators today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Coming right back to Mr. Mussolini.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I was just telling Jake, sometimes I get hooked up on sentences for the purpose, well, not the purpose, I guess, you just like I just did it now. I was reading Hebrews last night. I read the book of Hebrews twice over the last 2 days. And as I'm reading it, it's just like, okay, slow the roll, Bradley. And then I come back and I read like modern English compared to old English. Mm-hmm. I really like old English. I really do like the old English. But when I read modern English, it's like I get flubbed up. It's like, it's hard because, again, proper English is that old English stuff, and people don't like it, but I'll tell you what, those people were smart.
Yes, they were. They were smart.
So I keep skipping on that version of English, old and new, old and new. Let's get over to Mussolini, friends. Right before the break, I was telling you, dictators say this. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will set also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High God. They're narcissists. They're prideful. They're arrogant. They think they're above the law. Friends, if a man is not ruled by law, he can be no king at all. And our law is the Constitution and the Word of God. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Religion, under that umbrella, our forefathers stated, was the Christian religion. The Baptists, the Catholics, the Lutherans, the Wesleyans, so on and so forth. Not the Muslims and the Hare Krishnas and the Dalai Lamas.
Or the atheists.
Yeah, and I mean, to prove that point, I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Someone nailing, using a hammer and nailing a nail into wood, and they hit their thumb. They miss the nail. What do? They say, Hare Krishna. Did they say Dalai Lama?
Haven't heard that.
No. They don't say Muhammad.
No,
they say
They take my father's name in vain, don't they? And it shows you who is alive forevermore, because the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Let's get on to Mussolini here. But just keep in mind what dictators say. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. I don't have to be ruled, but those people that I rule over, they're going to be ruled by me, regardless if it's right or if it's wrong. Because now I am the law. Right? Isn't this what we're seeing in America today, friends? Robert Winthrop, the Speaker of the House back in the 1800s, rightly said, men in a word must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. Which one do you prefer, friends, the Bible or the bayonet? Let's go to Mussolini, Italian dictator, arrogance. Whoa. When you see a man like Mussolini ruling over anybody, I'm even talking about his mice in a cage. He's achieved something. The arrogance, the stupidity. I can't even believe the people of Italy allowed this man to say anything on their behalf in any sense of the word.
Different day.
Did you know that Mussolini raised his hand towards heaven and said, if God is there, then strike me dead? Mussolini said, God, if you're there, then strike me dead. On three different occasions. When Mussolini moved into power, no one took Mussolini seriously. And this is one of the things that you're going to notice in parallel, in correlation with other dictators. Nobody took them serious. Did you know that Mussolini left his own country and went into Switzerland because he didn't want to serve in his own military? He went AWOL.
Yeah.
Wow, a coward.
That's exactly the type of person that would love to rule over somebody.
That's exactly right.
Not lay down his life for the people.
Oh.
He's a ruler.
Oh, Songbird McCain?
Nah.
Like John McCain? Yeah, that politician that thinks he's pulling the wool over on some people. Oh, my goodness, friends. Bill Songbird
Clinton.
McCain.
Bill Clinton, George W. Bush.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. George W. Bush.
Where
yeah.
did he go again?
That's true. Mussolini said he wanted to control every facet of government, but yet he didn't want to fight for it. Huh. That's pretty easy to do, especially when you didn't sacrifice for that people.
Oh, yeah. Then it's
and that government that you want to rule over. Sure. Mussolini had to have men around him that he could trust. Listen to the character of the men that he trusted. He said, if I have the choice between a good man and or a scoundrel, he said he preferred the scoundrel because he said, I can blackmail the scoundrel. So what do you suppose Barack Hussein Obama has in his administration? Those that he can blackmail. Maybe that will explain a little bit as to why 5,000 members of the Pentagon were busted through an ICE investigation downloading child pornography. Just get out of my way. Remember what I have on you guys. Remember what a terrible place to be. What a terrible way to live in every sense of the word. Opposition to Mussolini became illegal according to the very definition. There was one party during Mussolini's reign that everybody knew that it was mandatory to be a part of. Can you say unions, friends? For example, you couldn't teach in school, be a civil servant, or a government employee unless you carried the card of the, guess what, fascist party. They said Mussolini was a cunning individual who would know how to adapt to any situation, even at the cost of contradicting himself. You mean like the guy in office in America today,
that
friends, that calls
happen.
Himself a Christian?
That
yet he
happen.
Advocates the murder of 3,700 babies a day in the womb?
Constitutional scholar, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's a Christian, and he pushes out of the White House celebrations or commemorations for Christian holidays, but he celebrates the Ramadan, Muslim Brotherhood, in the White House, goes on tours all across the world apologizing for America, and your enemies and their countries love the man? Well, this is interesting. Let me go on here. Mussolini knew that he could have complete power if he won the support of the Catholic Church. Oh, that's why politicians hang out with the church. Yeah, they are for a reason. They want to wield power over the people. You think if everybody knew what Mussolini really wanted to do? See, what happens is tyrants are questioned, then they become buddy-buddy with tyrants in the church to only blindside the people, to put them at ease like everything is okay, friends. We're hand in glove.
Right? Unless you read your Bible, then you can figure it out.
I was just going to say that about the Catholics that buddied up with them at the time. Yeah. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Well, it shows you that the Catholics weren't reading the Bible at the time, right?
That's for sure.
Mussolini, in 1923, the lifelong atheist, had a religious marriage to his common-law wife, yet he was a known adulterer. Every morning, Mussolini would grab 20 to 30 papers, and with a red and blue pencil, he would mark the things that were right and wrong. Friends, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the New York Times came out. They blurted the truth out in their confusion and told you that everything that comes out on Barack Hussein Obama and his administration is first vetted before it comes to the American people or goes out to the American people, before it's proclaimed or promulgated. Did you know that? Wow, I'm seeing someone emulate dictatorship, man. Let me go on. Next, after he would highlight the papers, the editor would hear from him with complaints or scoldings, and any foreign reporter would quickly learn that Mussolini did not believe in the freedom of press, yet he decried it before he was the dictator. Must have freedom of speech. Must have freedom of speech. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. Did you also know that Mussolini was Hitler's hero? We'll get to that when we get to Adolf Hitler. As a matter of fact, Mussolini never liked Hitler. Mussolini used to call him that paranoid.
That's right.
Mussolini called Hitler a genius in public, but behind closed doors, he called him a dangerous fool. Him and his Reich, his SS, his German army. What's also interesting, just to close up on Mussolini real quick, at the beginning of his reign and before his reign, he raised his hand towards heaven and said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. Does anybody know the end of Mussolini? Because God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Huh. He who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Well, he went the wrong way with that. He dared the justice of God. At the end of Mussolini's life, him and his mistress were shot dead in the public square in Italy. After Italy was destroyed and tens of thousands of his own people were killed, only to caused Mussolini to gloat in his own power. It was always about Mussolini, but the country was completely destroyed and tens of thousands of his own people were killed, all on the behalf of their hero, Mussolini. Why? Because they forsook God and they took on a dictator. They forsook God and they took on a tyrant. Mussolini was then hung upside down with him and his mistress in the public square. I just got a question for you, Mussolini. How's that working out for you now? Hey, Italy, how's that working out for you? By the way, in Italy, friends, family members of Mussolini are beginning to take power, and there are people in Italy that are calling for the same similar reign as that of Mussolini. History repeats itself when, Jake?
When people forget history.
When we come back, we're going to go to Mao Zedong, talking of dictators and those that emulate dictators, namely Barack Hussein Obama.
Awesome.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Coming back for hour two. Hang with us, friends.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime. Burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.